This is Shri from India Talks, and the third episode of the season is Train and Rubik's Cube. Summer vacations for us Indians are not about beating the heat. It's about going back to people that we love, going back to our hometowns, to our native place, and it's the same for me too. My summer vacations are pretty much the same every year. I go back to where I come from, a little town in Kannur district, Kerala. It takes about 2.5 days by train for me to reach Kerala from Gujarat, the place that I live in. And those 2 days, they have the best memories and that I hold dear. AC compartments and all are fine, but who can explain the adventures of Indian Railways non-AC compartments? The fight for the window seat, fight for middle berth, sticking heads out of the window just to watch the train take a turn. And if you're a South Indian, then the aroma of lemon rice and pickles wrapped in little banana leaves in newspapers. Highlights. Those are the highlights of every South Indian traveling through train. Train journeys are unforgettable. A little too hot during the summers, but fun anyways. The interesting part about traveling from Gujarat to Kerala in a train would be you start to notice changes, and it happens right from the second day. It's like everything changes, the sound of the railroads, the crowd, the samosa and tea vendors now suddenly have a very terrible Hindi accent. That's an indication that you're actually going towards south. So if you ever fall asleep on a train and you find tea vendors who say chaya instead of chai, well, welcome to South India. Buy yourself an umbrella. 2 days in train can be very exhausting. There's no denying about that. It can get very boring. And that's exactly the part where a non-AC compartment becomes much, much more interesting than the AC one. Because by this time, everyone's ready to talk. And it's amazing how by the end of the journey, everyone in the coach knows everyone. No, let me paint a picture for you. This is how it looks. All of the dads have gathered near the door for a smoke break. And all of the women and the mothers have come together to talk. And kids and toys. They're the most weird part about train journeys. Because kids who have never looked up from their phone are now playing hide and seek. And toys that you get to buy on train, you'll never find it anywhere else. They're train exclusive toys. Yeah, but I don't want to talk about train exclusive toys. I want to talk about something that's not train exclusive, something that I share a very strange relationship with, and it's called a Rubik's Cube. You know what? Quick question. How many of you buy a Rubik's Cube only when you're traveling in a train? It's strange for me because it's not a train exclusive toy. I'm going to see that thing for the entire year, everywhere I go. Stationery store, marts, gift shops. And it would not even once cross my mind that I should get myself a Rubik's Cube. But for some weird reason, every time I'm on a train and I see someone selling Rubik's Cube, I am like, hey, brain development time. Let's get smart. Solve some Rubik's Cube. I have no idea why the thought of brain development would even occur to me, because I believe by the time people hit 20, they don't have anything of brain left for development. Nothing. Nope. Zero. Now, listening to this word, suggest that if you buy a Rubik's Cube every time you are traveling by train. That would mean you would have tons of Rubik's Cube at your place. So you just have to remind yourself to carry one with you every time you go to train. Yeah, you would suggest that. Any normal sane person would suggest me that. Now the problem is, A, I am not normal. B, that Rubik's Cube I buy on train manages to magically disappear by the time the trip ends. So that I have to keep buying it every time I'm on a train. I feel like it's a setup, it's a business, and I'm some targeted customer. Because I would lose the Rubik's Cube right before my trip ends, and I have to get myself one when I'm back on the train. Now, someone who doesn't know me would walk up to me and say, "It's okay, people lose stuff. That's fine. As long as you can afford to buy a new Rubik's Cube, it's cool." But then people who know me would tell you that that's not the only place where I waste my money. Because there is one more place where I spend my money. Spend wouldn't be the right word, waste would be the right word. Because when I was young, I was told there's this Indian myth, there's this Indian belief that if you're able to throw a coin from a rail window, from a train window, and I'm specifically mentioning a train window because Indian myths and beliefs have specific details. So it has to be a train window, okay? You guys need to get it right. So if you're able to successfully throw a coin from a train window and it falls into a river, everything that you wished for would come true. Now, over the years, I have understood something about my life. And that is that I don't have luck in my life. I have bad lucks in my life. Yeah. So I know one thing for sure, that no matter how many times I'm going to throw the coin, it is never going to end up in the river. It's always going to be stuck in the bridge. Now, you might say that if it bothered you so much, why even try every year? But I don't really have wishes anymore, but I still keep throwing coins into the river. And there's this win there. There's a kind of winning feeling there because I don't do it because I want my wishes to come true. I just do it because of this hope that maybe there's 1% chance that I might just successfully be able to throw the coin into the river and everything that I've wished for might just come true. This is Shri from India Talks, and if you loved the episode Train and Rubik's Cube, subscribe to my podcast, India Talks. You can also text me or precisely DM me on Instagram. My username is @SREE_SLF2017. Bye you guys, see you soon.